from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni, topping our report this hour. President Trump's high tariffs on imported steel and aluminum are now in effect. The 25% tariffs doubled up to 50% just after midnight. The White House says the increase is in response to trade practices that undermine national security. Early voting continues in New Jersey's primary race for governor. It's a crowded race with 11 candidates, and some New Jerseyans aren't familiar with those running.
With that many candidates, yeah, I hope someone starts, maybe even on like Facebook and like the television and like put it on social media, starts pushing it because, yeah, I live there, my taxes go there. So I should know. It's really ignorant for me to say I don't.
Not of the bunch. Unfortunately, we don't have too many good Republican nods this year.
Six Democrats are vying to be the party's candidates, while five Republicans are giving it their best shot. Polls are open every day through Sunday before they close on Monday and reopen Tuesday for the actual primary election day. Six juveniles and adults were hospitalized for burns, including a 10-year-old girl who was significantly injured by a backyard fire pit on Sunday night.
Fire Chief Wade Houlihan told New Jersey 101.5 that the incident took place at a well-attended private party around 7:40 p.m. Firefighters returning from another fire were able to respond to the 911 call within 3 minutes. The burns to the girl and one other victim are considered life-threatening, according to Houlihan. The identities of the victims were not disclosed. Events leading up to the people being burned are still under investigation. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And this news broadcast brought to you by the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Go to betparks.com for details. You must be 21 and in New Jersey or Pennsylvania for the Bet Parks app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Private sector job creation fell dramatically in May. A payroll processing firm, ADP, is reporting that 37,000 jobs were added, down from 60,000 in April and well below the 110,000 market analysts had expected. It's the lowest monthly total since March of 2023. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. How long will the high temperatures remain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's a code orange air quality alert day for much of New Jersey due to both elevated levels of ground level ozone due to the heat and fine particulate matter due to Canadian wildfire smoke in the atmosphere. So those who are very old, very young, those with respiratory concerns, air conditioning is your friend this afternoon. Pretty hot out there. Highs reaching the mid-80s for most of the state. Cooler at the Jersey Shore, mainly in the 70s this afternoon, with lots of hazy sunshine and completely dry weather. Tonight will be clear and calm. Lows dip into the mid-60s. We'll do it again tomorrow. Sun and clouds, highs 85 to 90. And Friday, partly sunny, chance of a spot shower, still very warm and humid, highs in the lower 80s Friday. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Phillipsburg is 82, Cherry Hill 83, Princeton 84. Weather brought to you by Team Car Wash. The only thing better than a team car wash is a free team car wash. Just text DIRTY, D-I-R-T-Y, to 411-365 and get your first car wash free. Message and data rates may apply. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.